your glass is high, and drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. He loves her so much, he wants to die, but drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. He needs her, he needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. He needs her, he needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. Who told my baby goodbye. Who told my baby goodbye.
April Fool.
A most appropriate set of Fool songs for the 1st of April. As April Fool's Day celebrates, or I should say, as April Fool's Day makes fools of those of us in the present, so we will also celebrate the fools of the past. Sanford Clark, a fool of 1956, with his record by that name, a huge hit on Dot Records, originally out of Phoenix, Arizona, one of the finer exports of that city, along with the Phoenix Suns. Fool, Fool, Fool by the Clovers on the Atlantic label, and that goes way back to 1952. And that's three times a fool, I should say. Rock Island Line, the fool song of all time, I Fooled You by Lonnie Donegan, the way he learned it at Leadbelly's Knee. April Fool again. And Onward and Upward with a request on the Dr. Demento Show. Nick from L.A. is going to get his request of the Martian Hop, and we are even going to play Martian Hop by the Randells all the way through this time. But before that, we're going to start this set with a most appropriate record, which I'm surprised I haven't played before. The Who, Take It Away.
love that girl.
Love that girl.
Oh, 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 please. Listen to me. Hey, 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 my plea. Why love that girl?
Love that girl.
Hold me, baby, squeeze me. Never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so, oh, 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 gee. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
April Fool.
The Martian Hop with a respectably foolish song by the Randells on the Chairman label going out to Nick of L.A. G by the Crows. And I remember when I used to play records back in my high school days, I used to play records for the Sock Hop, and I had a record. It was a 78 of G by the Crows. And I used to think I was real smart, and I used to say, now we're going to have the Crows, and they're going to call for us. Ha ha. But times have changed, and G by the Crows is now good, respectable, oldie rock and roll, but still just as far out, and still just as flagrant in its oh, a complete rejection of the usual musical standards, which is perhaps what makes it more exciting to us than most of the records that followed these standards exactly that were made back in 1954, and that's the way music goes on. That was for Tom of Monrovia, and it was on the Rama label. Poor Boy by the Royal Tones for Brad of Pasadena, fine East Coast instrumental rock sound. And Doctor Doctor, I thank the Who for their entreaties to me. That was for Richard of L.A. A little ancient history now. Jerry of Culver City inspired me to go on this next trip. He wanted to hear Ghost Riders in the Sky, which was a number one record for Vaughn Monroe back in 1949. My mother never liked Vaughn Monroe. She liked Bing Crosby much better. She used to call Vaughn Monroe Old Potato Mouth, said he sang like he had a potato in his mouth. But anyway, he did a bitchin' version of Ghost Riders in the Sky, and it started a tradition which has persisted almost up to our time, and in fact maybe even to our time, of doing a song involving some sort of character in motion, which is always in a minor key, and which always goes along in a boom-diddy-boom-diddy-boom-diddy-boom-diddy-boom kind of pace. And so we're going to hear four songs which kind of reflect that tradition in one way or another. Not only that, but every one of these four was requested last week, so this Ghost Riders in the Sky tradition is obviously very strong to this day in our honorable Southland. So, Ghost Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe for Jerry of Culver City will be followed in chronological order by The Cheers for Stephen in Northridge and Lynn in Iowa City, Thunder Road for Rich of North Hollywood, and Beep Beep, which will be to Chewy down at the car wash from Rick Druin of Anaheim, and also Beep Beep is going out to Ned Pohlman. And so, with Vaughn Monroe, The Cheers, Robert Mitchum and the Playmates, let's take a ride.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky, their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-i-o! Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-i-a!
Yippee-i-a!
Trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back.
He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101.
Run, Paul!
Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, Mother, I love you. He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, cause everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load. Moonshine, moonshine, to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine, quench the devil's thirst. The law they never got him, cause the devil got him first.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. My foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, it certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fellow rolled out his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
April Fool.
Dr. Demento.
Past him, past him, past him. We're still rolling.
I caught a train. I met a dame. She was a hipster and a real gold dame. She was pretty from New York City. And we trucked on down that old fair lane with a heave and a hoe. Well, I just couldn't. Get along, sweet
Dr. Roland, the Johnny Burnett Trio, Leavin' Trunk by Taj Mahal, an unjustly neglected artist of contemporary rock, but with roots going much further back. That was for Jeff of Van Nuys. And some early John Lee Hooker, Do My Baby Think of Me. That's from one of the specialty albums that I put together under my daytime name of Barry Hansen. That's early John Lee Hooker, recorded back in 1950 in Detroit. You'll notice there was no band, no Endless Boogie, not even no Canned Heat, but there are notes on the back of that album by Alan Wilson, so that certainly makes up for that. Okay, we have an announcement here. We were going to play She Can't Find Her Keys by Paul Peterson, which Dave of Montebello wanted to send out to Ray and Terry in Long Beach. But I couldn't find She Can't Find Her Keys. And so we're going to have to celebrate, we're going to have to substitute with a record by the Royal Teens celebrating a very similar theme, one called Open the Door, Forgot the Key, which is by the Royal Teens, and this is just going to be the beginning of a real circus of rock and roll, a real circus of rock and roll flashes here, which is going to include such goodies as First Name Initial by Annette, which is going out from R.B., which is a first and second initial, to Melody and Ollie of Torrance. It's going to include I Remember You by Frank Ifield, a little British country and western, going out from Eli or Ellie or whatever to Gil. We're going to have Cape Canaveral by Manny Suits, I think that's really Mini Suits, and the Thieves on the Pirate label, and just all other kinds of garbage here. So let's roll this one out. Royal Teens, tell us all about your predicament there.
Mom, could you open the door? Could you please open the door? Would somebody open this door?
Key for the life of me.
Well, will my mama and my papa's really gonna be sore when I come and knock at my front door? But not before I left her, she said to me,
"You better not forget to take your key."
Good evening, everybody. Lowell Fangschleister reporting from Cape Canaveral, where in just a few minutes, America's first Sputnik will blast off. The natives seem a bit restless, so we'll just stroll around and ask some of them what's happening.
I'm assigned to light the main fuse. I just have to hold these wires.
Don't let go.
And if I don't,
this is great. Balls of fire.
They're pounding on the floor, they're getting on, you come in now.
Ooh.
I wish they wouldn't shout. All I need is 1 minute more, then I'll open up the door.
Would somebody open this door?
First name initial, first name initial, first name initial. Ooh. I wear a first name initial, a great big initial on a chain everywhere I go.
I remember you. You're the
the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember, too, a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue.
Seen old Rivers. I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight.
On the fine day, hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip.
He was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim, with a great big hat, with a big...
Over day, 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street.
The fries.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot.
The party had just begun.
Folks were watching from the windows. Everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play.
I'm afraid. I don't want to go off and know Sputnik for years, way out in space with those other guys. Come on, you guys, let go. Let me out of here. Let go!
Don't let go. Don't let go.
There goes the hat shot. It's hermetically sealed. They're testing for leaks. Wait, one of them is signaling out the porthole.
I've found it. I found my key. Ah!
Southern California, a perennial paradise offering the leisurely
life is bare.
where misery's everywhere, it's stormy weather. Me and my gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time. Since you went away, the blues walked in and met me. You don't come back to stay. Rocking chair to get me, and all I do is pray that the Lord above will let me
walk in the summer. Oh, oh, oh.
Can't go on,
can't go on,
and everything I have is gone. Stormy weather,
stormy weather.
Since me and my gal ain't been together,
been together.
Keeps raining all.
A winner, and we also have a Tales for Two.
what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectively drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two. As we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette, two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Got the money, I've got the time, we'll go honky tonk. jazz piano ball. I played everyone in the neighborhood. I never played a one that sounds so good. I got a shot, a bat gig, a boogie woogie too. But when I play my jolly roll, you won't know what to do. Oh,
baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box.
Farmer's daughter, she's one of the nicest ever seen in her cheeks they are.
The band that plays the blues, she just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
We're taking requests again. We're taking requests. About the next five or six phone calls, we'll take requests.
Last night I tried to tease her. I gave her a little pinch. But she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch. And when she gets all excited,
your head into orbit with a little rock and roll primal therapy. In order to have something to remember me by from week to week, all you have to do is to get out an envelope. Right on the outside of the envelope, Dr. Demento Fan Club. Got that now? You write on the outside of this envelope, Dr. Demento Fan Club, KPPC, 99 South Chester, Pasadena, California. And inside that envelope, you will put your name, your address, and one stamp. Either an Eisenhower or a Roosevelt will do, according to your political leanings. And you might mumble something about wanting to join the Dr. Demento Fan Club, and before you know it, you will be a member for life. You know, we will do strange things to you and for you, but we're sure you will come out better in the end. And so now we will bid you a fond good night. We enjoy playing your requests. We got to at least 90% of them, and to the few who got left out, we'll just do our best next time. Sleepwalk is for Doug of L.A. It's by Sano and Johnny, who look so beautiful playing their Fender slide guitar, their Fender pedal steel guitar on the cover of their old Canadian-American album. They're sleepwalking off into the night, and we're making ready for the future on KPPC. Good night.
Dr. Demento is an Erngleck production.
April Fool.
You're listening to KPPC FM radio from Pasadena.
To
make a boogie, you make it sweet. You get the rock a beat and boogie, rock a beat and boogie beat. Well, the rock a beat and boogie, B-O-G-I-E. Well, the rock a do the rhythm of the rock a beat and boogie. Dance to the rhythm of the rock a beat and boogie. Shake to the rhythm of the rock a beat and boogie. Jump to the rhythm of the rock a beat and boogie. Romp to the rhythm of the rock a beat and boogie.
I got a gal, and she's real hip, and every time I see her, I just flip. I love her, and she loves me, or she's my zip, zip gal, you see. She's a doll full of fun, she's just loved by everyone. Zip, zip, oh, she's my zip, zip gal, she makes me flip, flip. She makes me flip, flip, now, cause she's my zip, zip. Oh, she's my zip, zip gal, she makes me flip, flip. She makes me flip, flip, now, cause she's my zip, zip. She makes me flip, flip. Oh, zip, 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 zip.
Okay now, this here's a little thing called Okie Finokie Two-Step Time. Now, when I say hit it, I want you to cross your big feet and go two up and two back. All right now, hit it. You looking good. Hey now, when I say hit it again, I want you to stomp your right foot two times and give it a little wiggle right out there. All right, now, hit it. Wait a minute, the right one. The right, no, the other one. Wait a minute, it's the other one. Yeah, that enough. Okay, now, when I say hit it, I want you to stick it out there and stomp it twice and give it a little wiggle. Okay, now, hit it.
Popping and stopping beats. here forever and ever. Ain't gonna fade, never, no, never. It's swept this whole wide land, sinking deep in the heart of man. Come on, boy, join our clan. Come on, boy, take my hand. Come on, boy, be a man, cause rock and roll will smash. Let's do it all over again. I feel good, let's do it again. It'll be hit forever and ever.
It Will Stand by the Showmen, in case that sounds familiar. The lead singer resurfaced as the lead singer of the Chairman of the Board. Before that, Larry Vern with the backside of Mr. Custer, known as the Okie Finokie Two-Step. Joey D. and the Peppermint Twist, Part 1. Zip Zip by the Diamonds. And we heard Rock-a-Beatin' Boogie. Boogie, as Bill Haley says that. Did you ever note? I said boogie for years because Bill Haley did. But if you listen closely to John Lee Hooker or anybody else who really knows, it most certainly is boogie, the most proper Southern pronunciation of that word. And the set began, of course, with Rock and Roll is Here to Stay.
Never met my wife, you never saw her before. You don't visit me when I ain't home. Woo! 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 I've got a gal who's always late. Anytime we have a date, I'm gonna walk right up.
Working at the mill, never fail in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Offered up for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army chow, army crows, army car. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tire, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be.
Too Much Monkey Business by Chuck Berry for David Asher. Is You Is or Is You Ain't, My Baby by Buster Brown for Marty of Van Nuys. How Come My Dog Don't Bark When You Come Round? That was a big record back in 1957 for Prince Patridge, who didn't have too many big records, but did them fine when he did them. That was on the Crest label, and that was for Richard Costin. And I Hear You Knocking, the original, the original, by Smiley Lewis, the late, the great Smiley Lewis, for Mike of North Hollywood. Will be guesses.
Thank you. Better beware, I go insane, cause I can't be tame like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high as last. Well,
that's Johnny Ray, who made crying famous back in 1952, when he was certainly the greatest single sensation to hit the record business between the rise of Sinatra in the 40s and the rise of Presley and the rock and roll thing in the 50s. Johnny Ray from Portland, Oregon, his records were first released on OK, and the label even said Rhythm and Blues, though Johnny Ray was quite Caucasian. They thought his music extremely Negroid at that time, and so Columbia, when they first got a hold of him, put his records out in the Rhythm and Blues series on the OK label, which was exclusively reserved for such rockin' things as Arnett Cobb and Paul Gayton and other R&B stars of that era. That's Johnny Ray and Cry, and a little bit of the flip side, the Little White Cloud that cried, a million seller in 52. Speaking of crying, Guy Mitchell sang another million seller, My Heart Cries for You. That was in 1950. Elvis Presley, of course, did about a 10 million seller in Hound Dog. Tiger was done by Fabian. Just a Gigolo by Louis Prima. These are all things that were requested last week, by the way, and we're so glad to play them for you. This kind of shows the range of some of the things that we do on this show just for you, and you, and you, and you, and you. About as much as we could stand of Welfare Cadillac by Guy Drake, preceded by Transfusion by Nervous Norvus, still the number one most requested record on the Dr. Demento show. A little bit of Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Back Seat by Paul Evans on the Guaranteed label. The Scavenger by Dick Dale from an album called Checkered Flag. Whittier Boulevard by The Midnighters, and a Greek record to start the set. Stephen?
Rockin' little angel, come down from the sky. Down from the sky, come on down from the sky. Rockin' little angel, come down from the sky. Come on down and stop teasing me.
Come on down and stop teasing me. Stop teasing little angel. Little angel,
rockin' little angel, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so. Rockin' little angel, I love you so, I want the whole wide world to know.
I want the whole wide world to know.
Rock, 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 rock the little
teasing me. Rockin' little angel, you're oh so sweet. You're so sweet, you're so sweet. Rockin' little angel, you're oh so sweet. Why don't you make my life complete? Come on and make my life complete. Yeah. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Come on down and stop teasing me. Come on down and stop teasing me. Stop teasing me, little angel. My blues. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Rock, 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 rock a little angel. Come on down and stop the
with Fats Waller in the background there, Dr. Demento, bidding you goodbye until next Thursday night at 9 o'clock. That's the same time and the same station, no less, when Dr. Demento will again bring you things that are too demented for anyone else to play, and maybe too good for anyone else to play, who knows. So you just be thinking of the things that you've always wanted to hear since you were a little kid, the things that you haven't heard since you were a little kid, the things that perhaps you've never heard, but the things that would elevate your life to hear. And you just be ready to call me next week when Dr. Demento comes on. You can call me at 681-0447.
One night only. This is the Dr. Demento Show, and we're going to start off tonight's show with some fine rock music in the guise of a dog of a set. This is really a dog of a set because all the songs in this set are about dogs. Isn't that nice? The first one is going to be by Buck Owens, but it isn't quite Buck Owens. I mean, it really is Buck Owens, but the record was made before he even called himself Buck Owens. He called himself Corky Jones back when he was trying to make it as a rockabilly singer in the early Presley tradition. This is on the Pep label, and these records were made in Pico Rivera, California. So here's Buck Owens, alias Corky Jones.
Ever since Miss Susie Johnson lost her jockey lease, there's been much excitement and motor beat. You can hear moaning, moaning night and morn. He's wondering where her easy rider's gone. Abel Graham goes off in inquiry. Telegram goes off in sympathy.
Claimed as her very finest record ever. It was cut on May 5th, 1925. Had Joe Smith on it, who was quite a rival of Louis Armstrong in those days. Charlie Green on trombone, Buster Bailey, Coleman Hawkins, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Charlie Dixon and Kaiser Marshall backing up Bessie, the Empress of the Blues. Hound Dog Man by Fabian, Wild Dog of Kentucky, and who else but Nervous Narvis. Ain't I'm a Dog, Ronnie Self, and Hot Dog, Corky Jones, alias Buck Owens. Captain Heavy's with me, and we're live tonight in Los Angeles. Captain Heavy, along with some of the members of Chest and a lot of other fine people, and somebody called and asked, well, if we're live this week, why aren't we live every week? Well, Dr. Demento is employed 6 nights a week at KPPC's fine sister station, KMPX, up in the city by the bay, the San Francisco Bay. Dr. Demento is on from 8 to 12, 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, playing the finest in new recordings as well as the oldies. And that's what I'm doing, but I come down here on Sunday night, either in person or through the magic of Iron Oxide on tape, every Sunday night from 9 to 11. We'll have more demented music in a moment.
Phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Yeah, I think you're ready for a concentrated excursion back into the very early years of this century, and we will listen to a program such as would have commanded millions of dollars on any vaudeville stage in the whole country. There'll be four songs in this program, all dating from the very years of this century or before. We're going to open up, if everything is all in the right order and our excursion works properly and the bus doesn't break down, and we'll have to crank it up along the way, I guess, this being the early years of the century. We're going to open up with Burt Williams, one of the first great black artists to win fame on the stages of America. He's going to sing his most famous song, Nobody, and this will be through the courtesy of Ed Foster, who was kind enough to make a tape of his old record of it. And then we'll move on to May Irwin and May Irwin's Frog Song, which was one of the big hits of 1896. She was kind enough to re-record it around 1910, by which time recording processes improved a little bit. And then by request, we'll hear the greatest of the old-time tenor banjo players, Bess L. Osman, and he's going to do the St. Louis Tickle with the Osman-Dudley Trio, and we'll finish up with Collins and Harlan, who were the outstanding vaudeville duo of their day, with a song that you probably even heard, Alexander's Ragtime Band. But right now it's time for Burt Williams.
Thank you. way down south in a yank of the yank, the bullfrog jumps from bank to bank, 'cause he hasn't nothing else to do. He stuffed his stool and in his cell, and the niggers all thought that he'd gone to, 'cause he hadn't nothing else to do. Just not the folks of life, just foolish for the mind, but him in the trouble just to pass the time. And the devil's over the mountain road, yeah, just to find the times that never has nothing else to do. The reason why this young frog's dead, 'cause he hadn't nothing else to do. Now all you frogs got to listen to me. You better stay at home with your family when you haven't nothing else to do. Just like the folks in life, it's foolish for the mind, a getting in the trouble just to pass the time. And the devil's over the mountain road, yeah, just to find the time that never has nothing else to do. Yeah, lots of frogs in soft and fun, and spend their time in other frogs' ponds when they have nothing else to do. If consolation the good book brings, the frogs of them habits won't wear no wings when they have nothing else to do. Just like the folks of life, this foolish frog of mine, a getting into trouble just to pass the time. And the devil's over the mountain road, yeah, just to find the times that never has nothing else to do. Thank you.
my honey?
Yes.
Said a honey and let me in. Can't you go and
play your boy?
Can't you go and
play your boy?
Still to lead a man.
You like the music, man?
Oh, my honey.
Why?
Oh, my honey.
Why?
Let me take you to Alexander's Grand Sam Rapids. Ain't you coming along? Come on in here.
I got you.
Come on in here.
I got you.
Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here.
Oh, yes, I am.
Come on in here.
Oh, yes, I am.
It's the best band in the land.
Can you play the bugle call like I never heard before?
Why, it's so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the best kiss and what am. Honey lamb, come on along.
I'm going along.
Come on along.
I'm going along.
Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man.
Up to the man.
Up to that man.
Up to the man.
Who's the leader of the band? And I would like to hear the Swanee River playing that time.
Come on
in here. Come on
in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander's ragtime band. Oh, my honey.
Well.
Oh, my honey.
Well.
There's a fiddle with notes that screeches. Like a chicken.
Like a chicken.
Like a chicken.
Oh, you chicken.
And the clarinet.
Here's a clarinet.
Come and listen.
Sure.
Come and listen.
Sure.
To a classical band once teaches. Come now. Somehow. Better hurry along. Come on in here.
I got you here.
Come on in here.
I got you here.
Alexander's ragtime band.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
It's the best band in the land.
Why, it's so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the best of them, lamb. Honey lamb, come on along, come on along.
Let me take you by the hand.
Up to the man,
up to the man,
up to that man.
Up to the man.
Who's the leader of the band? And I would like to hear the Swanee River playing the ragtime.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander's ragtime band.
KPPC AM and FM tonight on the Dr. Demento Show.
Dr. Demento.
And we went back into the womb of vaudeville there, and we listened to Collins and Harlan do Alexander's Ragtime Band. You know, they recorded that both for Victor and Columbia because that song was so popular and they were so popular. Like, imagine if the big groups of today could record their most popular tunes for all the labels they could possibly do it. That'd be kind of interesting. Well, that's the way the record business was back then. St. Louis Tickle by the Osman and Dudley Trio, May Irwin's Frog Song by May Irwin, and Nobody by the great Bert Williams. We have Captain Heavy here in the studio. Say hello, Captain Heavy.
Hello, Captain Heavy.
And we're going to put him to work because we're going to give away a record. This next set is going to be concerned mostly with rock and roll instrumentals because we had a good number of requests for some pretty odd ones and some pretty good ones. Like, we're going to play Wild Weekend and dedicate it to Sue Pitchforth, and we're going to play Seagrams by the Viceroys for Dan Scott and Huggies Bunnies by the Blundells for Melissa Platt, and one by the Royal Tones, too. But first, we're going to play a record called The Mummy. I'm not going to tell you who it's by because that's going to be an excuse for you to call Captain Heavy and win yourself a free record. So, Captain Heavy, tell them what the phone numbers are.
Well, prayer line is 681-0447, and the dare line is 681-4501.
And what's your...
First, you win. If you're last, you lose.
If you're first, you win. And that is if you're first to answer this question. This first record was written by one of the most famous writers in America, and he also appears on the record. It's a comedy record, and he's kind of the straight man of the comedy team. As I said, he's one of the most famous writers in America, but
He's not normally known as a writer of novelty rock and roll songs, but you listen to the record and you tell me who wrote this song and who also appears on the record, along with Bob McFadden. Okay, here it is.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie. Cookie, lend me your comb. Good people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish you were somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beaten.
People who are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie, Cookie, lend me your comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, throwback, sharing, modern jazz quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.
We have a winner. The answer is Rod McEwen. Here from Buffalo, New York are the Rebels.
From station KOS, Painted Radio Chaos, with the Speedy Quick Show, the number one program on the number one station, and the number one city is rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS, and KOS AM. Let's Rockville now, we're to the Recallsville, USSR. A big hit with that 2 weeks ago, Dickie Short Gap and Oh, Linda. Washington, D.C., James C. Petrillo, President. Here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees. For vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, keen teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Fibalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Fibalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint if clear skin persists. See your dermatologist. Back to Rovio now on a KOS radio predicted hit.
KOS Radio, channel 6, 4, 12, 2/3, and a 4th. Picks the hits for all you kids. Out there.
And today it's Little Baby Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh, Emily. Baby Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor, a man who isn't married. This news is happening now.
A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big KOS newsroom.
Don't get the blues, get all the news, we need a
all you guys out there in radio land on KOS and KOS AM.
On the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we gotta go for half a mile before part two of the Speedy Clip show. So now let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
Show and yesterday's predicted hits, a record never played before yesterday, and already number three on the KOS 1270 survey, BFC, Best Billy Whammy and the Swingers, Oh Mama! Tall Paul Sully and his police record of All Henry on KOS, the number one rated station in the world, Stationsville, Brakeville, Melville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. The music that you waited 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS with a something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS Right Here.
Well, it's now time to telephone the teen, and today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 8, 1970. Hello, Elsie, here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's Telephone-A-Teen jackpot, and once again we'll try to prove it pays to listen to KOS.
It pays to listen to KOS, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay us.
Futuresville, USO now, as Red Danny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the motorcycle moon, but you... information, we switch controls to KOS mobile unit number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is mobile unit number 7. It's extremely difficult speaking in for a microphone and steering at the same time.
Back at KOS Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to...
Radio Company.
For its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the KOS approval seal.
Oh, 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 oh. Thank you, seal. And now, the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. You kids have made the top song in recorded history. Doyle Fergus' haunting rendition of Private Anthony. I've just been handed this message from the KOS News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
10, 9,
immediately?
8, 7.
Wait a minute, fellas, I'll do anything.
5.
I'll even play a Count Basie record.
3.
Look, I'm not even doing this to make a buck.
1.
Wait, please, you don't understand.
Fire.
Elvis!
Performs selections from Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor.
Well, somehow rock and roll survived, perhaps even a little longer than the modern jazz quartet did. But that was KOS by Arbogast and Ross from about 10 years ago. We'll have more demented music soon.